Network on Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report. Hi, everybody. It's time for our Montana News and Agriculture here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Coulter Brown. The Farm Bill took an important step forward last week when Senate Republicans released their framework for the five-year legislation. I guess we can give the credit to the Montana grain growers as President Boyd Heilig of Moore and National Wheat Growers Secretary Nathan Kane of Loma were on Capitol Hill last week advocating for the next Farm Bill. I spoke with Boyd after he returned, and he said this Farm Bill contains many of the priorities of the Montana grain growers.
We visited about 15 different offices trying to push this Farm Bill, and I think we made a lot of headway. After studying both the House and the Senator Bozeman text, they line up very well together. It has most of our priorities in both of them. The hang-up is Senator Stabenow's text is quite a bit different and says she's not going to move on the SNAP reductions, the Thrifty Food Act. So there's going to be some negotiations, but I think we're in a good spot, and hopefully by the end of the year we'll have a Farm Bill in place.
One of those key priorities for the grain growers is increasing reference prices to reflect the increased production costs farmers are seeing. And Boyd said both Farm Bill versions do offer an increase.
They're written up a little different, but the average on both of them for wheat is 15%. With Stabenow's bill, she just covers peanuts, cotton, and rice. So it needs to be more broad around the country to help most farmers.
We'll talk more about the Farm Bill framework with Boyd Heilig after this.
In the U.S., one in three adults will get shingles. If you have had chickenpox, you're at risk because the virus is already inside you. The shingles rash often causes severe nerve pain that can last days, months, or even years. No matter how healthy you are, your risk increases as you age. So, if you're 50 or older, protect yourself and get the shingles vaccine, which is available at doctor's offices, pharmacies, and local health departments across Montana. Visit facebook.com/health406 for more information. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
It's an uphill climb, but there is a path towards getting a Farm Bill completed in 2024. Montana Grain Growers President Boyd Heilig was on Capitol Hill last week when Senate Republicans released their Farm Bill framework. Crop insurance is an important aspect for Montana's farmers, and Boyd told me this Farm Bill would offer some improvements to crop insurance.
All three versions have supplemental coverage option included at a higher subsidy rate. We're applauding that. It's a way to get you up to where your production level average is. And if you did that, you wouldn't need the ad hoc disasters.
One of the more contentious aspects of the Farm Bill is related to conservation, as Republicans would move Inflation Reduction Act dollars into the Farm Bill.
We talked to quite a few state staffers trying to explain the need to take those IRA funds into the Farm Bill. They'd be better used on the farmer side, because we're stewards of the land, and the NRCS is a great program, and we all need it and use it, but put that into Title I and Title XI would be a much better use of it.
Lastly, these Farm Bill drafts also include a big increase in trade promotion funding, extremely important for Montana's farmers.
It sounds like the MAP and FMD funding will be doubled. It sounds like a sure thing. And we really need that because we export 50% of our crop here in Montana, and we need that promotion.
Thanks to Boyd for his insights and his work advocating for a stronger Farm Bill for growers. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.